One of the best things about working on this show is hearing people's stories and hearing stories of faith. And it's hoped plenty of stories will be shared this week in Camberley, where a group of churches have joined forces for a 7-day-long event. But here's the thing, the people involved will only share their stories if you ask them. There's no street preaching or Bible bashing going on, just a range of fun, no-pressure events, I'm told, from beer and hymn singing in a local pub to a Mothering Sunday cupcake baking and craft workshop. Well, joining me in the studio is one of the organisers and publicity officers, Andy Salt. Good morning.
Good morning, Emily.
So your strapline is about sharing lives, sharing stories, but am I right about this hands-off approach to talking about God? You're not necessarily looking for new Christian recruits then?
Absolutely not. No, this is not about more people in church necessarily, although that'd be a really nice thing. It's about getting out there with the people and sharing our faith stories, giving people the opportunity, if they wish, to ask more about faith. As I realise a lot of people probably aren't that comfortable in a church environment, well, this is for them to give them an opportunity to find out more in a really fun environment. We've got a whole series of events, as you mentioned. It's going to be really good fun.
So why did you decide to run this week as a kind of joint initiative with lots of other churches?
Well, St Paul's had a new church vision, which was all about getting out there and showing our faith stories. And we've got a really good relationship with all the churches in Camberley, all the 11 churches as part of Camberley Churches Together. So we touched base with them on the idea, and they said, great, we'd love to join in. And it just means there's no boundaries. It means as a whole town, we can all get together and all go out there and share our faith stories. Far more people involved.
So you're bringing church to the people. As you mentioned earlier on, a lot of people don't necessarily want to go into a church and take part in a sort of more formal church setting, but they might be quite happy to join in discussions about the big questions of life. One of the venues where some of those great life discussions always take place is in a pub, and you have a pub involved in this for a beer and hymns event. Tell me more about that.
Absolutely. On Thursday evening, there's going to be beer and hymns at the Bear Pub on Park Street, so one of the sort of main pubs in the town. And the idea is to come on down, get some drinks, and have some fun and raise the roof.
We were talking just a couple of weeks ago about how good it is to belt out classic hymns. They do it at rugby matches, obviously big rugby match going on this afternoon, football matches, and many people, unless they go to church, don't get the opportunity to have a good sing-song. So do you hope that many people will come to this and feel, I don't know, a bit liberated by this?
Absolutely. I'm really hoping that they get the idea that modern hymns are a little bit different maybe to what they might be used to if they're not familiar with church, and probably not too far removed from some of the sort of modern day songs that they hear today.
Are you going to have some of the classics though, some of the greats as well?
Well, you know, we'll find out. It's going to be turn up and see.
There's an incentive. Really. You've got to turn up and find out what the hymns are going to be. Other events as well taking place. Tell me more about some of them.
Yeah, so yesterday you mentioned we had card making for Mother's Day at the La-Di-Da Cupcake Company in Camberley. I love that name. And that was a great opportunity for people to come and for parents to chill out and have a coffee while their children made them some Mother's Day cards for today. That went really well, lots of people sharing stories. Thursday you mentioned that we've got the beer and hymns. Saturday we've got a vintage car show, and that's going to be the spring car show at St Paul's. Around about 40 cars turning up for that, and free refreshments, free bacon butties and coffee and tea all round, so well worth it, Eddie.
That always gets people in, doesn't it? And there's a website as well. What's the website?
Yes, camberleyconnections.org.uk, and that's got our events and faith stories on there.
I was going to ask you about the faith stories. When I had a little look earlier on, there's some really incredible stories of people's life journeys, I suppose, and some are pretty harrowing. I mean, how does it make you feel reading some of those stories online?
Very humbled. I mean, it's pretty scary going out there sharing your faith story, especially to non-Christians. And it's something we've been practicing now for a long time, and it was one of the whole reasons we came up with this vision. So very humbled that people are prepared to make their stories public on a website and also in our Camberley Bible as well. And it's just incredible that they're prepared to do it and really give a bit of themselves and throw that out there. So, yeah, tremendous.
Talking of the Camberley Bible, you came in bearing gifts for me into the studio this morning, and it is Mark, a gospel for Camberley. And what is this? Mark's Gospel, Rebound. Tell me more.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, we thought that if people do have questions, they want to find out a little bit more and go deeper, then what better thing to have than a gospel to give them? So, again, we're not going to be beating people over the heads with these things, but should people wish to know more and have a copy of Mark's Gospel, we're very happy to give them out for free. It's got the famous Camberley elephant on the front, and it's got a few faith stories in there from real local people, real stories, and a little bit of an introduction.
And also, I notice the names and addresses of all the local churches in Camberley as well.
Absolutely, yep. So if you really want to pop on down to a church after this week and take part in a service, and maybe Easter is a great time for many people to go that don't normally go to church, then check out the addresses in there.
And you're based at St Paul's Church, and I understand that you're launching a particular challenge for Camberley Connections at St Paul's this morning. Tell me more.
That's going to be very exciting. So in the 11:15 service, after this I'll whiz off back to there, the vicar is going to be announcing a challenge to a whole group of people from church. It's going to be a community challenge, and it's all top secret until the announcement, but it's going to be about getting out there and doing something for the community. They've got 1 week to do it, and there'll be a deadline, and on Saturday, that's when the big finale will happen.
Wow, you're keeping things very much under wraps there. So all will be revealed at St Paul's Church in Camberley this morning. And perhaps we can get somebody who's involved in that challenge back on the Sunday Breakfast Show next week to tell us what they had to do.
Absolutely. I mean, we'd be delighted to do that.
Now, just remind us of the website once more. And also, I know we can follow you on Twitter as well, can't we?
Yes, so the website to find out more is camberleyconnections.org.uk, or on Twitter, it's @ Connections Camb, CAMB, or # CamConX, that's CAMCONX.
Andy Salt, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Emily.